Welcome to Sling Stones, a podcast with insights for the Christian journey. Before our show today, we want to share with you a unique opportunity to join Terry live for two evenings of connection and conversation around themes from his newest book, which is going to be coming out this fall. On March 25th and 26th, Terry will be joined by two friends from our Healing Care Ministries family for a video live stream where they will explore themes of identity, community, and the wonder that God has placed inside each human soul. You'll be invited to join the conversation through our live chat. There is a small cost of $19 for this two-night event, but for those who are tuning in from Sling Stones, we'd like to offer you a discount. If a gathering like this with Terry sounds interesting to you, we invite you to check it out at healingcare.org/events and sign up for this event, which is titled Discovering the Gift of You. Be sure to use the coupon code GIFT10 when you register to claim your discount. Once again, you can find out more at healingcare.org/events, looking for the event Discovering the Gift of You, and be sure to use coupon code GIFT10. We would love to be able to join together with you that evening. Now here's our host, Terry Wardle.
I grew up in a family of storytellers. I guess I never thought much about that till recently, but I, as a kid, absolutely loved to be sitting by Uncle Fat or June and Evelyn or my mom and my dad as they would begin to all tell tales of what it was like to live in that little hamlet where they all grew up. And somehow their stories just would capture me. And I remember that my mom used to tell us stories about her little part of the world, which was just a little wee collection of houses that people knew as Courtney. I think some of you may be aware that my mom had it kind of tough. I mean, very tough. Her mother died before she was even 18 months old. Then her dad died when she was 8. Then her grandmother died when she was 14. And why that mattered is after her mom died, she went to live with her dad with her grandmother. And then only a few years later, he passed. And so Grandma Spencer actually raised her for the most part until she passed away. Now, what was interesting in this little wee place up on a hill is that in the bottom of the house, that's where my mother lived with Grandma and Grandpap. Those would have been my great-grandmother and my great-grandfather. And upstairs was one of my grandfather's brothers, Uncle Ray and his wife, my Aunt Cora, and they had three children, and that would have been Evelyn and Leroy and Ray. And for my mom, she was raised in that home, and they were brothers and sisters to her. I mean, they were thick, and they were always part of my life, and their children were always part of my life, and I look back at that with just great joy. Now, my mother used to tell this story that when she and Evelyn were old enough to get a bus to go into the little town of Monongahela, maybe for a Friday night, they would have to walk down the hill, which was a long walk down through the woods, and then catch the bus down at the main road, and then they would have to walk up at night when the bus would let them off. And you know what it's like in the country when darkness falls? I mean, it is pitch dark. And so what they would do, she and Evelyn, is they would stand back to back and link arms. One would be facing up the road, the other one would be facing down the road, and then they would make their way up that long, windy road through the woods to the house. And Mom said that they'd also clear their throat in a very deep voice and talk in a deep voice so that people thought they were men and that no one would come and get them. And I could always imagine it. And many times she would tell that story, Evelyn would be right there with her, adding her own feelings of fear and what it was like for them as teenage girls to make that long trip up the road. You know, it became a perfect illustration for me of the whole issue of darkness and how you just can't see in the darkness, and how darkness makes you afraid, and you don't know what's around the corner, which makes the scripture and several scriptures in the Gospel of John so much more poignant. Listen to this scripture. It comes in the first chapter of the Gospel of John. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Jesus is saying to us that he came into this world to give us, if you will, light, that his life is light, and that as we choose to be his followers, we can actually come to the place where we walk in that light. There's another scripture. There's several that I'm going to mention today, but one of them comes from the Gospel of John chapter 8, and it reads this. Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." Following Jesus. Now, let me tell you first what this doesn't mean. It doesn't mean because we are Christians that we cannot choose a path of darkness. We can. We can do some things that are not the way of Jesus. We can end up getting ourselves into some serious trouble because we've chosen against the way of Jesus. But what he tells us is that if we as his followers would follow him and would do the things that he does and respond to life the way he does, there is a light that comes that we can live in. And it can actually nourish us. And this is why he encourages us to live by the virtues and values of the kingdom, to follow him, to walk his way, the way he walked his way. Now, before I go further, I know that it's important for me to say this happens because of the Holy Spirit living in us. He wants to help us with this. I sure need that help. Even though I want to walk in the light, there are times I choose things that just aren't light. But I've been thinking about that recently, about this idea of walking in the light. And I've been thinking about the virtues and values of Jesus. And I ask myself this question, has there ever been a time where I regretted responding in this world out of the light of the kingdom, out of the light of Christ, out of the light of the virtues and values of God's reign and rule? And to be honest with you, I kind of chuckled, and I have to say this, I don't ever remember regretting being kind to somebody, or patient. I don't have a memory of being upset that I was generous. That, in fact, if I did choose that, it not only was good for whoever it was involved with, but it seemed to be good for me. And I began to realize that this whole issue of the light is when we live according to the virtues and values of the kingdom of God, it is life-giving. It causes something to grow inside of us. It causes something, if you will, to come alive. And I know it's true, even when I often choose against that light. But I also know that I have regretted the opposite. If I was unkind, if I snapped at somebody along the way, if I wasn't patient with someone who was wanting to talk to me about maybe a particular struggle. Oh, I might be that way, but later on, I didn't feel great about myself. And actually, it was life-draining, and it could bring a certain sense of shame, and sometimes it just closed off my spirit. And that's the difference here, what Jesus is talking. If we follow Christ and live the life that he lived, through the presence and power of the Spirit, and make daily choices out of things like the virtues and values of the kingdom, we are walking in light. And light is a good path. And it gives us life. And it opens up inside of us something that is very freeing. But if we decide we're going to be bitter, or we're going to snap somebody's head off, or we're going to be withholding, that too affects us. We've chosen then to move into, if you will, a response that is dark, and it will drain us of life. Listen to this proverb. It comes in chapter 4, verses 18 and 19. Hear the word of the Lord. "The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day." Isn't that the very thing we're talking about here? The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. You know, when my mom and Evelyn, or Ray and Leroy, ever walked that long road up in those woods, if the sun was shining, there was nothing to worry about. They could giggle, they could laugh, they had energy, and they would get back up to Grandma Spencer's house, be with Uncle Ray and Aunt Cora, and enjoy life. But if it was dark, it frightened them. It drained their energy. The path of the righteous is like the morning sun, shining ever brighter till the full light of day. Here's the second verse. But the way of the wicked is like deep darkness, and they cannot even discern what it is that's causing them to stumble. Am I suggesting that small choices like being kind and generous and patient actually make a difference? I'm absolutely suggesting that. And these are things that we can choose in the Lord. There's a couple other scriptures I want to go over with you really quickly in this little podcast, and they're certainly feeding me. And one of them comes from Ephesians chapter 4. There's a long section beginning on verse 17 that goes all the way down to verse 32, and I'm not going to read all that, but it talks about that there were people that didn't know the light of God and that they lived in a futility, and they're even understanding was darkness, that they couldn't understand how darkness was impacting them. They lost sensitivity. They began to do things that really drained life for them. And then it says, but now that we are Christians, we have learned a new way. We are taught in Him in accordance with the truth that is Jesus. And then it says, put off the old self. Put on the new self that's created to be like God in true righteousness. And we are aware that, you know, what happened when we became Christians? We got a new nature, we got a new identity, a new spirit, a new heart. The Holy Spirit lives inside of us. There's an amazing newness that's inside of all of us. That's our new self. But if I choose to be bitter and unforgiving and grumpy, and if I choose to snap at someone as a way of protecting myself, that's the old way. And that old way is a way, well, it's darkness, and you know, the mold grows in the darkness. And what Scripture's saying is put on the new self. And then there's a whole list of things like, don't get angry with people and let the sun go down on that anger. Don't let unwholesome talk come out of your mouth. Don't grieve the Spirit. Get rid of things like bitterness and rage and anger and brawling. Be kind. Forgive, because that's the way of Jesus. You see the difference between dark and light? It's kind of articulated there quite clearly, isn't it? And we don't want to have to link arms and be afraid walking up a long hill in the dark, not knowing what's going to come upon us, but we want to walk in the way of the light, like the morning sun. You know, the same thing is said in the book of Colossians chapter 3. It says, since you have been raised with Christ, set your heart on things above. Lists a bunch of things that are ways of darkness. It says, don't walk that way. You used to walk that path. Don't walk that path anymore with anger and malice and slander and bad language. Don't do that. It says, once again, put on the new self. Let me read this verse. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Bear with each other. Forgive one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And then it says, the peace of Christ will rule in your heart. This is really good and important stuff. And it all has to do with the issue as we as Christians, according to, you know, John 8, verse 12, can walk with Christ. And as we do, He lights the way. Now, let's do something practical. Why don't we just ask the Lord, is there one way in which I keep turning back to the old self that drains life from me, that binds me up, that closes me off, that brings me shame and regret? Lord, show me what that is, and then show me how I can begin to choose into the light. And then just evaluate, how do you feel about it? How do you feel when, you know, you snapped at somebody yesterday and today you just think, I don't want to live that way, and you're going to give a kind word and a blessing? whatever it is, just ask the Spirit, I'm going to do the same. Lord, what's another way that we can clothe ourselves with this new self and walk in the light of Christ? Look what he's given us. Someday we will live in perpetual light that will give us life, and it will not drain us. And we can respond to that now. Oh, Holy Spirit, help us walk according to the light.